H21 family changed by early retirement slash H2P in the spring of 2019, in a rented apartment of less than 60 square meters in Pudong, Shanghai, Lin Yuan slid his work badge to the very back of a drawer. He was 30 that year, a mid-level software engineer at an internet company, taking home about 12,000 yuan a month. On the windowsill sat a half-finished enamel cup, its wall still stained with that morning's green tea, and the room was so quiet he could hear the click of the downstairs parcel locker closing, slash P. P. My mother went silent on the phone for 3 seconds, then asked if I had been pushed out by the company, Lin later recalled with a laugh. In his hometown, where mindset was small town and conventional, 30 was exactly the age to climb upward. Quitting on your own initiative was almost equivalent to ruining your future, slash P. P. What actually made the decision real was not impulse but a spreadsheet he had secretly calculated for 3 years. It contained one core line: as long as he kept annual spending down to 72,000 and saved 1,800,000, he could stop punching the clock for a salary. In other words, over 3 years he had gradually bought himself out of the state of having to work. Slash P. P. In the same company, a colleague 5 years older, Chen Mo, took a different path. Chen did not stop at 32, he kept saving until 38, by which point his principal had grown to nearly 8 million, and after retiring he still lived in a large three-bedroom downtown, traveling abroad 3 or 4 times a year with his family and paying international school tuition without a blink, slash P. P. These two men were later nicknamed by friends Lean Fire and Fat Fire. They chased the same goal, letting money work in their place. Only their answers to the question how much is enough differed by a full order of magnitude, slash P. H2 What fire is, not stopping work, but letting money work for you, slash H2. P. The four letters fire come from financial independence, retire early. The idea first circulated in North American personal finance circles and, over the past decade, as index funds and low costs became widespread, slowly reached more ordinary salaried workers, slash P. P. Its core sentence is this: when the passive income generated each year by your investment principal is enough to cover your living expenses, you no longer need to trade time for money. It is not that you are incapable of working, but that you no longer must work, slash P. P. Here is the most common misunderstanding: fire does not mean doing nothing forever. The reality is that most early retirees do not stop creating, they only stop creating under compulsion for money. Some write, some volunteer, some learn pottery, these activities are simply no longer driven by a paycheck, slash P. P. So fire is more like a buyback of choice: with a few years of saving and restraint, you purchase yourself out of the must-clock-in state and regain control over your time, slash P. P. The difference between lean and fat is only how high a standard of living you are willing to keep for that choice. Lower the water level, reach shore earlier, higher the water level, reach shore more comfortably. That is the fork we unpack next, slash P. H2 Lean Fire versus Fat Fire, two forks under one goal, slash H2. P. In one sentence, Lean Fire pursues retire as early as possible with the least money, Fat Fire pursues retire with enough abundance to do it with dignity. Both accept the same formula, they only differ in how much annual spending they tolerate inside it, slash P. P. The core move of Lean is to crush spending. It asks you to lower desires sharply, live smaller, eat simpler, entertain through free means. The lower the spending, the less principal you need, and the earlier the retirement point moves forward. Lin Yuan is typical: 72,000 annual spending corresponds to a target principal of 1,800,000, slash P. P. The core move of Fat is to enlarge the principal. It does not require cutting life quality, on the contrary it allows you to maintain or even upgrade consumption, at the cost of working longer and accumulating a thicker asset layer. Chin Mo's 32,000 monthly spending corresponds to 8 million principal, yet after retirement he sacrifices almost no habit, slash P. P. The two are not opposed. Between them sit transitional forms like barista fire, just supplement with a little part-time income, and coast fire, principal already sufficient, Future growth alone reaches the goal via compounding. Understanding this spectrum lets you calculate which way to go, /P. P. Choosing a path is essentially a personal trade-off between retire a few years earlier and retire with dignity. There is no standard answer, only fit or misfit, /P. H2 Professional Analysis. Calculate your bare retirement line with four data types, /H2. P. This chapter uses verifiable data and named models to break how much money do I actually need into four groups of numbers. First, the widely cited 4% safe withdrawal rate, SWR, proposed by financial advisor William Benjen in 1994, based on a backtest of U.S. stock market returns from 1926 to 1973. Source type, academic research /historical backtest. The conclusion, withdraw 4% of the portfolio's value in the first retirement year, then adjust upward with inflation each year, and the vast majority of 30-year portfolios will not be depleted, /P. P. The following year, three Trinity University scholars, Cooley, Hubbard, and Walls, published the famous Trinity Study, 1998, backtesting 1926 to 1995 historical data, source type, academic research /historical backtest. They found that a 3% to 4% withdrawal rate had a success rate of about 95% to 98% over a 30-year horizon, depending on stock bond allocation. Note, these samples are all from the long-term U.S. market and cannot be equated with the future performance of other markets, they are.